c'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma non mi maradare. Figlio mio, cutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ne avessi a olo, io va, io viene sempre a calare dal manedene. Se ci picchi avanti, se è a calare, figlio mio.
Hey, Louis Prima.
That's not bad rap, is it? Now, I'm tired of this rap stuff, I gotta tell you, man. It's not music. It's rap. You like it, fine. I'm not saying it's good or bad. It's not music. There are no instruments in it. It's all computerized. Anyway, speaking of rap and bad rap, all of the media, all of the coverage that Michelle Obama is getting about how shocking and demeaning Donald Trump's statements are. Quote, I can't stop thinking about this. It has shaken me to the core. So she said she's campaigning against, quote, hateful language about women. No doubt about it. You know, Trump's statements were offensive to women. Absolutely no question about it. But Michelle Obama's rap is more disgusting than Trump talk. She goes on to chastise Trump for, quote, speaking freely and openly about sexual predatory behavior and, quote, using language so obscene that many of us were worried about our children hearing it when we turn on the TV. So the media's been covering this. Oh, everybody's applauding her bravery for speaking out against Trump talk. And again, while Trump's statements are offensive to women, they pale in comparison to the loud chorus of rappers' filth and denigration of women that Michelle and Barack Obama have continually promoted, championed, and wined and dined at the White House. Oh, and we pick up the tab for it, by the way. So while she condemns Mr. Trump's lewd remarks and goes on to say how, quote, loving fathers who are sickened by the thought of their daughters being exposed to this kind of vicious language. Well, a father, Barack Obama, has hosted a long list of rappers who obscenely rap about date rape, sexual predatory behavior at the people's house where their children, Malia and Sasha, reside. How's that for hypocrisy? Oh, Michelle, loving fathers are sickened by the thought of their daughters being exposed to this kind of vicious language, and you invite the vicious language people into the people's house, again, that we pick up the tab for. And by the way, you're looking at these state dinners when they have these things. It costs like $500,000. What a freak show. They roll out the red carpets, all these guys dressed up in military drag, saluting every clown walking up the stairs. So when you go through her comments about how little girls are tuned in to hear about who they should look like and how they should act by hearing Trump, or hearing language so obscene that many of us worry about our children hearing it when they turn on TV, as Ms. Obama claimed in her speech. Kids aren't watching the presidential reality show. They're not tuned into this stuff. They don't know what's going on. You know what young people are doing, though, Ms. Obama? Yeah, they're not there watching TV with mommy and daddy. This isn't the 1950s when they're sitting around, you know, everybody's around one TV set and watching the Ed Sullivan show. But you could use these lines and the media will buy it because, hey, they're either just stupid or just prostitutes sucking up and bowing down to the higher powers. No, no, Miss Obama. The young people are tuned in to the music and entertainment world that promotes, quote, the hateful language about women that you invite to the White House. Yes, the guest rappers that rap at the White House are speaking the hateful language about women. And such rappers include Rick Ross. Yes. And one of his songs is U-O-N-E-O. Here's a couple of lines. Folks, put Molly all in her champagne. She ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that. She ain't even know it. Ah, yes. Put Molly all in her champagne. She ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that. She ain't even know it. Hey, wow, brilliant lines, man. Oh, yeah, Molly. Yeah. The street name for ecstasy. Yeah, the love drug. I got it. You spiked the champagne with ecstasy. And she didn't even know it. You took her home and you had sex with her. And quote, she ain't even know it. Oh, Michelle, these are the people that you invited into the people's house. How disgusting, you blatant hypocrite. Trump talk can't compare to this. Oh, and you twerking along with Obama? Oh, yeah. Hey, your kids hearing that? Your daughters? Whoa. Oh, I forgot. Then there's Big Sean with Mona Lisa. Yeah, I remember the old Mona Lisa by Nat King Cole. Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. Oh, that Mona Lisa's long dead. Here's Big Sean's lyric again. A guest at the White House. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? This is how low the Obamas have sunk this nation. A lying little hypocrite, arrogant boy. Barack Obama, the peace candidate. You remember that one? No, you forgot, huh? Yeah, the anti-war candidate. The winner of the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize. That as soon as he got it, he sent over 30,000 more troops and to slaughter more people in Afghanistan. Started the Libyan war, destroyed a country, killed thousands, slaughters thousands with drones. Yeah, that Obama, that hypocrite. And his wife is just a blatant hypocrite as he is. But hey, everybody gotta look up to her. She's a woman. Oh, yeah, women are better than men. We're just, nah, we say all these disgusting things. Yeah, we're the only bad people. Oh, who started the Libyan War? Oh, yeah, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Powers, Susan Rice. Forgot about that, huh? It's not about when men or women, black or white, creed or color. High levels and low levels come in all of them. I'm sick of this pitting women against men, race against race. Because the people are hypocrites and won't call them out for who they are. So going back to another guest at the White House, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, she's gone, man. Here's Big Sean's Mona Lisa. You ready, folks? These are the people that El Presidente of Los Estados Unidos, the Banana Republic, and his hypocrite wife continue to promote nonstop. Here's some of his words. I believe in God and rubbers. Even if we have sex, you are not my lover. Hit you on the couch and not the covers. And if you bring you friend, then we got to F her. Yeah, but they use the F-U word in total. I can't say that, because if I said that, oh, how disgraceful, Mr. Salenti. Oh, and you're being angry. Why don't you be calm? Why don't you put on a good show like the Obamas and the other frauds out there? Why don't you just stand up and put on an arrogant face and lie through your teeth? Then they love you. And maybe they invite me to the White House so I could say, I believe in God and rubbers. Even if we have sex, are not my lovers. Hit you on the couch and not the covers. And if you bring you friend, then we got to F her. Oh, yeah. Michelle, what's the matter? What do you have, attention deficit disorder? These are the people you invited to the White House. And you're talking about dumping on Trump? And again, I'm no defender of Trump, as all you folks know from listening to Progressive Radio Network and our trend forecasts and what we have to say about him. As political atheists, we don't take a stand on this, but we call it out for what it is. And what it is blatant hypocrisy. Ah, those are the men rappers. I forgot about them women's that Miss Obama so proudly endorses. Like Beyonce. Ah, yes, Beyonce. A performer who dresses and dances in sync with sexually explicit lyrics from her long library. Oh, that Beyonce. Yes. Oh, what a role model she is. Oh, and how Mrs. Obama loves her. Yes, she's elevated her to, quote, a role model for young girls around the world. And proud to have my daughter grow up in a world where she has people like you to look up to. Oh, yes. Look up to Beyonce. Yeah. Watch her do her sexy dances and listen to her dirty lyrics. That's the role model, folks. The blatant hypocrisy. So while Miss Obama continually brags about raising the moral bar, hey, when they go low, we go high, and everybody applauds. When they go low, we go high. When they go low, we go high. Oh, yeah, that's really high. Yeah, I guess that bar, that you don't have to really raise it that high, do you? There's no moral bar of integrity. So while she condemns the words and deeds of Donald Trump, the media has ignored the far greater of the two evils, the blatant hypocrisy of Michelle Obama, who supports, along with her husband, a deplorable, debased entertainment industry drenched in debauchery that is poisoning the planet. But nobody wants to talk about that, huh? Nobody wants to call it what it is. Obama's out, just came back from California. He was out there. On the Kimmel show. Imagine Eisenhower doing this. Look how low this country's sunk. So they closed down half of, Los Angeles, San Diego, because El Presidente is there. And what's he doing there? On our dime. We pay for all this junk, by the way. On Air Force One. Yeah. And he's at the Katzenbergs. Jeffrey Katzenberg, yep. Top bundler there. Hollywood scene. These are the people producing all the garbage that's degraded America. For $100,000 a ticket, Hitlery Victory Fund. Then it goes back on to Jimmy Kimmel Live. Then Ryan Murphy, American Horror Story co-creator. It's a horror story, man. Yeah, you got two of the most horrible people there. Again, Obama's a traitor to this nation. He lied his way into office, conning the people that he was a different person than the murderer that he turned out to be. American Horror Story, it's perfect for you. So they only got $33,000 a ticket to raise money for the Democrats. And, of course, that's in between rounds of golf. Over the past 8 years, Obama's made over 40 visits to Hollywood. Over 40 visits in 8 years to these Hollywood low-life people that have destroyed this country with a real American horror story nonstop. I had it with this rap. Save your attitude for someone else. I have my own. You know, once upon a time, I mentioned about Obama's inviting in all these rap artists to the White House and promoting it all the time. It was another president, actually the last president that I didn't know anything, but from what he said, I admired mostly Dwight D. Eisenhower. And I know he's done terrible things, I'm sure. I've done my stuff in my life, too, that I'm not, who hasn't? Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha. All right, other than them, who hasn't pulled off a lot of garbage that you wish you never did? But one of the great things that Eisenhower said, don't know of anything great Obama said. Was his farewell address when he warned the nation that the military-industrial complex was robbing the country of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. And this is a five-star general saying this. Not a little boy that plays golf, shoots pool, drives pickup trucks, and plays basketball like the rest of our past presidents, from Clinton to Bush to Trump. To Obama. This is a real man, commander. These little boys, commander in chief. Go out and lead the charge, commander in chief. Anyway, so I admire Eisenhower, and one of the things that Eisenhower did, one of his dear friends, was Louis Armstrong. Of course, young people never heard of Louis Armstrong, one of the world's greatest entertainers, America's greatest, one of the great American entertainers. Truly one of the greatest entertainers. And he was known as the goodwill ambassador. Now, this is during the Cold War. Louis Armstrong's going all over the world, behind the Iron Curtain, bringing to the world what was one of America's greatest exports. It's jazz. Not bad rap. True jazz. It was truly the envy of the world for the music it was putting out. Rather than the message that we continually hear now from the people that the Obamas look up to and promote, disgusting rappers. I believe in God and rubbers. Yeah. Hey, maybe you believe in hope and change you can believe in too, huh? Yes, we can. Well, even if sex you are not my lover, hit you on the couch and not the covers. Yeah. Yes, we can. Yep. That lying Obama. But Louis Armstrong, again, the ambassador of goodwill, it epitomized the level of America that despite this terrible segregation, it brought messages to the people of joy and grace and elegance that's long lost. You know, when the Beatles hit big and they were controlling the charts, Louis Armstrong comes out with a great song. What a wonderful world. Yep. Look it up on YouTube and play it. Because I get a little emotional when I read the words and hear the song. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. And now that wonderful world has been denigrated by a president and his wife, by Republicans and Democrats that sell nothing but fear and hate and terror, lies. Democrats and Republicans with their hands drenched in blood, and boy, do they get off on it. Yes, drenched in blood, Obama. The 4,000 plus people that you've killed with drone strikes, innocent people, according to human rights organizations such as Reprieve. Yes, Mr. Obama, the blood that you have on your hands from the war that you launched for regime change in Libya that turned the most prosperous nation in the Middle East into a hellhole of violence. That Libya, Mr. Obama, which estimates over 30,000 people were killed by the United States and its coalition of the killing. The war launched by you, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Powers, and Susan Rice. Ah, yes, if only women were in charge. And I'm tired again of this men against women. The blood on your hands from Assad has to go. Over 400,000 Syrians murdered by armaments and arms supported, sold, and produced by the United States. The war in Yemen that's killed tens of thousands of people, innocent people in the poorest nation in the Middle East. In a war launched from Washington in March of 2015 by the Saudi ambassador. Weapons sold to the Saudis by Barack Obama, who has sold more weapons to the Saudis than any other president, that is slaughtering these people. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yeah, Louis Armstrong, you're long gone, man. No, Obama, the lover of the bad rappers, man. You know what? Obama lives the rappers' talk. That's right. Both of you. Michelle and Barack Obama. You live the deeds of the dirty rappers talk by the deeds that you have committed against humanity. Your arrogant presence and your lying tongue. As you slaughter people around the world and pay others to do it. And all you liberals out there that love it so much because you're as courageless as the Obamas sell their evil. You're courageless. Oh, look what Trump says. I'm going to vote for Hillary because the things that Trump says. As her and her husband are responsible for the murder of millions. Millions. With the wars that they have started. And again, as listeners to this channel and Progressive Radio Network, you've heard me go over the details of Bill Clinton's wars in Iraq, the wonderful war he started in Yugoslavia, the 500,000 plus children died because of sanctions that Bill Clinton put on Iraq under Barack Obama, under Saddam Hussein. I got the Husseins mixed up. Barack Hussein, Hussein, Saddam, yeah. No difference. Vote for Clinton. Vote for more murderers. Be an accessory to the crime that you so-called liberals despise. The crimes of murder and war that not one of you come out and speak against. The peanut flows of pennies that we get for OccupyPeace.us. Oh, we're so offended by what Trump says about women. We're voting for Hillary. It disgusts me so much. And you turn your back on the deplorable, disgusting lyrics that the Obamas support and that we the people pay for as they invite these rappers to the people's house and wine and dine them. Hypocrites. That's all you are. Hypocrites. Oh, I'm voting for Hillary because I can't stand what Trump says. As Barack Hussein Obama slaughters tens of thousands from Afghanistan to Iraq, from drone strikes to Libya, from Somalia to Sudan to Yemen. The president with the longest war record in American history, nonstop, Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. Don't forget to vote. Had a woman come up working for this Zephyr teach-out, another carpetbagger that moved up here to Ulster County and into this area to run for Congress. And she goes to me, I said, I'm not voting. You're not voting. Well, if you're not voting, then you don't have a reason to complain. I stood up. I'm minding my own business. You know. She comes over and starts talking. I said, I just launched Occupy Peace here last December, a year ago December. I had Ralph Nader here, Gary Null, Cindy Sheehan, the woman who camped out, brave woman, who camped out in front of George Bush's ranch out there in Texas. Because his poor son was needlessly murdered in the Iraq war that they lied us into. Had Dr. Robert Thurman, Uma Thurman's father here. Closed down the streets. I put my money where my mouth is and launched this. And you're telling me I don't have a right to vote? A right to speak out? Because I won't vote for your murderers and thieves? I said, you're an accomplice to the crime. He said, well, I don't like your attitude. I said, I get a kick out of people like you. You try to shove your crap down other people's mouths, and when you give it back to you, you don't like it. You little hypocrites, you disgust me. The Democrats and Republicans disgust me. Don't forget to vote for your murderers. You are an accomplice to the crime. If you vote to give the murderer money and armaments to slaughter others, are you an accessory? I would suggest you are. Yep, another Louis Armstrong line in that song. Yep, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. Huh. How low this country has descended. How low it's gone. That we're stuck with nothing but bad rap. That's all it is. One disgusting line after another. Well, let's read some more lines from a guest at the White House that we the people paid for. Big Sean, Mona Lisa. Yep. My life is my odyssey. My dog's to the right of me. I got the girl you can't lay a finger on right here massaging me. Hey, isn't that great? Can you imagine if Trump said that? No, but hey, these are the people that the Obamas look up to, that they champion, that they praise, that they invite to the people's house. Yeah, I'm the nigga, I know it. I'm the nigga, I know it. My mama say I'm a poet. You hate praying? I blow it. But this is the life I made. I show a bad bitch what she made for. Ah, yes, Michelle, that's your favorite line. I show a bad bitch what she made for. Yeah. Infecting the minds of kids. When they go low, we go high. You hypocrite. You're all hypocrites. Yep. Protect our kids, huh? You don't want your daughters to hear this, but you invite them over to the White House, don't you, huh? Oh, did you put earplugs in their ear? Anyway, that's what this election's turned into. And you know, you could thank that woman, Megyn Kelly, by the way, on Fox. She started it with the first so-called presidential debates among the Republicans. When she threw the sex card down, asking Trump that question. About the things that he said about women. Yep. Disgusting. Disgusting statements he made. And it's been turned into a disgusting presidential race. Nothing. Nothing of substance about any of the policies. It's a dirty man against a murdering woman. That's it. Welcome to the presidential reality show. Welcome to the world created by the entertainment industry that Barack Obama has visited 42 to 43 times since becoming president of the United States. An entertainment industry that's poisoned the minds of the people with disgusting rap lyrics that shape little kids because you don't know any better. And that's all you're hearing. There's no diversity anymore. It's one sound, basically. You know, yeah, I just read some of Louis Armstrong's words. I hear babies crying, I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll never know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. And the Beatles were going on, but you had that. You had Motown. You had diversity of sounds. And now we have one sound. And the loudest sound is being trumpeted from the White House. Michelle Obama's bad rap. Far more disgusting than Trump's. The facts are there. Yep. Anyway, moving on. Hey, how about the economy, huh? Markets, the markets. Here we are, the earnings season numbers are out. Why is the economy going up? You know, for the same reason we always talk about. Cheap money, mergers and acquisition activity. And that's all it is about. And you know who the great merger and acquisition acquirers are these days, don't you? Well, while the United States is bombing nations, China is buying up the world. And that's right. Just bought a Portugal bank over there. They're eyeing that one over there. Chinese companies are targeting stakes in two of Portugal's leading banks as the country's financial sector undergoes a transformation aimed at clearing bad loans and boosting capital. That's white shoe boy language from the Financial Times Yeah, the banks that the people had to bail out, austerity measures, raising their taxes, robbing them of their money, and then selling the banks out to China and anybody else with a couple of bucks. Syngenta aims to allay fears as Chem-China deal is delayed. $44 billion takeover deal by the Chinese. Yep, as America's waging war. One after another, they're buying up the world. Chinese internet group's deal to share data with Beijing raises privacy rights. Ah, yes, here we go. China's become the world's largest acquirer in international mergers and acquisitions. But of course, if you read history before it happens, you would have read this in the Trends Journal 2 years ago as one of our top trends. China boomtown. They're buying up the world. As I said, while China's business is business, America's business is bombing. Bombs away. Yep. The first 9 months of 2016 saw Chinese companies complete 521 overseas M&A deals worth $67.4 billion, which exceeded last year's annual transaction amount. Isn't that nice? Great. Ah, Western resistance to China blocks $40 billion of acquisitions. And Germany blocks China in bid for a tech firm, only temporarily. Yep, they're buying up the world. And again, it's all merger and acquisition activity. That's all that's going here. Yep. Another one over here for China. Let's see. Who do we have? Ah, Starwood Capital sells stake in $2 billion hotel portfolio to China Life Insurance. Great. Yeah, even Major League Baseball stars in China to push into big leagues. League spends big on diamonds, academies, and talent search as the Chinese government sees baseball becoming a $7.4 billion industry. Ah, yes, even America's pastime. They have an egg roll accent into it. Isn't that great? And you know why? Because we have disgusting people that are destroying our country that they love to call politicians. The Clintons, the Bushes, the Obamas. The sellouts. Oh, you know that AT&T merger deal with Time Warner, that's getting a lot of scrutiny now. Oh, what a joke. It was Slick Willie Clinton that deregulated the communications in the 1996 Federal Communications Act. Yep, that put the media in the hands of six companies, over 90% of it. And now this deal, let's consolidate a little more. As the United States keeps going more and more into war. Yep. One war after another. Hey, here's a nice little headline. Afghanistan opium production rises 43%, UN drug reports. Well, guess what? Before George W. war criminal Bush launched the illegal war against Afghanistan, who did nothing to us. Yeah, they were trying to get that bin Laden. He was hiding there. So we got to destroy and occupy the entire country to get that guy. And all them Americans, they's tied yellow ribbons around everything that didn't move. And they waved their American flags as they went into a country and destroyed it. The longest war in American history. Not a peep about it, by the way, in the presidential reality show. Anyway, I mention this because before war criminal Bush launched the war against Afghanistan, their opium production was around near zero. Yeah. The Taliban had clamped down on it. And now it's flooding the world. The hypocrisy. Another story. Votes in five states, a potential turning point for legalizing marijuana. The cops arrested over 500,000 people last year in the United States is getting high. Personal use. But now the states get in the business so they can make money off taxes, it's okay to get high. Just like these hypocrites have turned lotto and gambling legal. But when the gangs used to do it, that was terrible. But now you got to be in it to win it. And what do? They take the money from the poorest people. Thinking they have a chance to win. Lotto. But hey, they're making money off it so they can do it. The hypocrisy. But again, there are answers, and we provide them. We do it with Occupy Peace and many other avenues as well, and you hear it all the time on Progressive Radio Network by other people speaking and giving out information, whether it's healthcare or business, as we keep doing in helping people become on-trendpreneurs. It's only negative if you allow the freaks in control to run the lives. And that's what's happened. Yep. UN officials see war crime inquiry into Aleppo horror. Yeah, officials. Official, you know what? But I can't say the word because I'm not a rapper. If I was a rapper, I could say the word. A-H. Yeah, official. Yeah, yep. Aleppo. They made Aleppo a big deal, a city of what, 600,000 people? That's being destroyed, and they're blaming the Russians and the Syrian government. By the way, Aleppo's in Syria, the Syrian government. As the United States launches this war against in Iraq and Mosul, the city, more than twice as large as Aleppo, as their bombs away, but that's okay. Humanitarian crisis? Yep. War crimes? Inquiry? Why don't you start with Bush? And then Blair? And then Cheney? And then Colin Powell? That disgusting, arrogant, nothing of a man who sold us the Iraq war with his little vial of colon crap. Of proof that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction ties to Al-Qaeda. Yeah. How about the United Nations official AHs seek war crimes inquiry into the Iraq war? How about Obama's Libyan war? How about the UN seeking into that one? Or Yemen? Now, every time Yemen comes up, the Saudis knock it down and the Americans keep it down. How about war crimes what Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama have done to Syria? Now, we won't talk about that. We'll only print about Aleppo so people could learn to hate the Russians because the people are really stupid. And they're only going to pick up a line here or there. And they'll miss the whole story. So that's where it's going. in this whole presidential race, clown show, freak show, presidential reality show, just throwaway lines about war. Nothing of substance. Of course, Trump is going to bomb the hell out of ISIS. And Hillary Clinton, she's going to effectively declare war against Russia. That's right. Excuse me. Because Russia, as you know, has been invited and is in Syria, invited there by the Russian government, by the Syrian government. We're there, the United States, illegally, along with Turkey and America's coalition of the killing, including France and England, and the Arab League members. So, at that last so-called debate, Clinton said, and I'm going to continue to push for a no-fly zone over Syria. Oh, great. You're going to tell the Syrian government that they can't fly over their own country or the Russians. And you have every right to do that because you're Hillary Clinton, a woman with blood on her hands that matched that red dress you used at the last debate, two debates ago. You're going to tell them what they can do. And then, you know what else she's going to do? How she's going to end that war? And yes, we do need to go after Baghdadi. Ah, you know who Baghdadi is, don't you? Yeah, he's that ISIS rap singer, maybe. Hey, maybe Haiti Obama's. Why don't you get Baghdadi to do a rap at the White House, huh? He's probably right in your league. Just like we went after bin Laden, she says at the last debate, looking at Trump, while you were doing Celebrity Apprentice. And we brought him to justice. Huh. Isn't that great? They brought him to justice. You know what justice is now, right? You murder anybody you want to. Osama bin Laden wasn't convicted of anything. Go back to 2001 when George W. Bush launched the war against Iraq, or excuse me, against Afghanistan. I wrote about it in detail in the Trends Journal. I broke down his speech. You know how he referred to bin Laden? And there's a man named Osama bin Laden. Let me see if I can find this. Ah, yes, here it is. Great. Yeah. Let me see if I could find this here. Okay, bin Laden, where are you? Here's how I began it. Only a madman would speak such words. Only frightened people would believe them, and believe they did. Scared to death, Americans were dumbstruck by terror. Addressing the nation on the evening of 9/11, the newly elected president, George W. Bush, said, quote, America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world. That's why they did it, because we is the beacon of freedom. Isn't that great, huh? Yep. Saying that Al-Qaeda is to terror what the mafia is to crime, Mr. Bush fingered, quote, a person named Osama bin Laden as Al-Qaeda's crime boss. I read about this again. This is going back to the summer 2014 Trends Journal. But that's now bringing people to justice. And that's the murderers that you're putting into the White House. A long list of them. Justice means murdering anybody that you want And El Presidente of los Estados Unidos, Obama, he could murder at will anywhere since they did away with habeas corpus. He could drone strike American civilian at home or abroad. No judge, no jury, no trial. No, not in Los Estados Unidos, the Banana Republic. So that's wrapping it up for this week. Thank you again for tuning in. And remember, it doesn't have to be like this. One person of courage makes a majority. And it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams. Do your homework. Stay connected, Progressive Radio Network. And if you really want to see history before it happens, I suggest you subscribe to the Trends Journal at trendsresearch.com. And there's discount requests for all those who can't afford the full price. This is Gerald Celente. Thank you for tuning in to Trends This Week. Sitter on your bisha all eat the va, eat the vena, sempre bacalada del manadene. Sit your big yavandis here, bacalada, figure me. Oh.